how much uncertainty is right now regarding this situation as you watch from afar?
Well, there's tons of uncertainty, but I mean, look, this is kind of what it's like with the Trump administration. I mean, I don't think whether you're a fan of President Trump or not, I think anything that he's approaching right now, you really just don't know. I mean, but certainly a measured and deliberate approach is not really sort of his MO, and certainly not what he's doing with Elon Musk and the cuts that we're seeing across the government.
It looks like that in Wake County, about 6% of the district's operating budget comes from the federal government. That's about $140 million. If you lose that, how big would that be?
I mean, it's huge. It's $1.5 billion across North Carolina. So, but yeah, $141 million here in Wake County. And what that pays for are things like support for students with disabilities. If you're listening and you've got a child who gets speech therapy, maybe they're autistic, dyslexic, there are other special supports they get, that's all paid for by the federal government. Those kinds of things that go away. Pre-K programs that are funded through Title I for schools that serve a lot of low-income families, those could go away. School meals, I mean, that's one of the biggest expenditures of the federal government, support for free and reduced lunch. A lot of folks don't think about Wake County as being a particularly poor district. We have 160,000 students in Wake County. 56,000 of them receive free and reduced lunch. If that was a district in itself, it would be the third largest school district in the state. So these are big numbers that could not possibly be replaced locally or by the state.
Recently, the Trump administration slashed teacher training grants. How big of a cut was that for Wake County schools?
Well, it hurt, and it was dumb. I mean, that's the thing. It's like it was cut under the guise of that it was DEI or woke, but this was particularly an $11 million grant over, I think it was 3 years, to help recruit teachers to hard-to-staff schools. And again, it goes back to what I just mentioned. Some of the schools that have, lots of poor kids, they tend to need extra support. And so Wake County had hired extra recruiters and were providing extra supports for those teachers to get them in those schools. And they had some of the lowest vacancy rates starting this year they've had in years. And they just cut it and just eliminated. So some positions are going to go away. The extra supports, the teachers are going away. So again, doesn't seem to be a lot of thought into what it's actually doing. I'd like to know sort of what even just eliminating the Department of Education, like what's the thinking to how this is going to improve educational outcomes for our kids.
And could you made a reference to this here, could teacher shortages worsen with these cuts?
Well, I think that, sure. I mean, I think one of the reasons why teachers are leaving the profession in the numbers they are, I mean, it's been things like lack of support, lack of resources, low pay, particularly acute here in North Carolina. I mean, we've got some of the lowest paid teachers in the country. We've got some of the lowest funding. So all of those things combined, again, we have here in North Carolina, it's actually enshrined in our state constitution that we're supposed to provide, a system of free public schools for all children. And, we're not even meeting that standard now. And so, yeah, I'm really concerned about it. I think anyone who cares about public schools and public education, I mean, you can talk about rooting out waste and things like that in any government agency or any private business for that matter, whether it's the Department of Education or Department of Defense or the Interior. I'm sure it's there. But there's a way to go about it, I think, without just taking a sledgehammer and just seeing what happens. I mean, these are our kids, and I just think it's something that we should all be concerned about.
And it's an interesting situation for Mo Green, who just started in his position as the Secretary of Public Education, as Superintendent of Public Instruction in the state, and he having to take over that prominent role with these cuts is going to be a difficult thing to navigate for him, certainly. Keith, we thank you so much for joining us here on short notice. Keith Poston is with the WACAD Partnership. Keith, thanks for your time, and we'll talk again
sure
soon.
Thing,
Take
yeah.
care. Take
okay.
care.
Bye-bye.
See you.